here that are both doing extensive articles for different magazines on Krishna consciousness. They've already done a lot of preliminary study, what I understand. So they have a few questions to ask. I think they'll write very respectful articles. So this is the girl that interviewed you at the airport.
This is Ann Josh.
She's with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
And this girl's name is?
Sandy Nixon.
Sandy Nixon.
She's a devotee. She was chanting.
So, who would like to go first? Sandy, are you ready to start with your question?
I think so. I just want to see if this light's on. Is that all right? I have questions which I'm going to be putting together a book on spiritual masters that have influence or that are influencing Americans today. Also, in a mini article, I'd like to put the same thing together with just those very few that are the most important for New York Times Magazine. And also I'm doing an article for Philadelphia Magazine on the Spheres of Higher Consciousness. So particularly with our book in mind, these questions are to let people know what Krishna consciousness is about. So sometimes I'm going to be asking the questions, or most of the times I might be able to answer them myself, or it might be a question which I know the answer to, but I'm going to have to ask you it, as if, you know, it might sound as if I'm stupid, but that's what I'm going to do. The first question could be a very long, I've got 15 questions. If I can get them all answered, I'll feel fat, you know, just great. The first one is a very basic one. What is Krishna consciousness?
Krishna means God, and we are all connected with Krishna. God is the original father, therefore we have got intimate connection with Krishna. So we have forgotten it. What is Krishna? What is my connection with him? What is the aim of life? All these questions there are, and when one becomes interested with such questions, he is called Krishna consciousness.
How did Krishna consciousness develop?
Krishna consciousness is already there in everyone's core of heart, but due to one's material condition of life, he has forgotten it. So this process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra means to revive that consciousness. It is already there. Just like a few days ago, these American, European boys and girls, they did not know who is Krishna. But now you have seen yesterday how their whole procession, throughout the whole procession, how they were chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So do you think that is artificial? No. Artificially, nobody can chant and dance for hours together. That means the awakening of Krishna consciousness. It was there by the bona fide process, it is now awakening. That is explained. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sattva Gunar Savanadi Siddha Chitte Karai Udar. The Krishna consciousness is dormant in everyone's heart. So when he comes in contact with devotees, that is avek. Despite to be attracted by a young girl or young boy, it is there in the child. That small child is there. And when he will be young, then it will be avek. It is not that artificial something. So, in association, it is avek. The potency is there already. But in good association, by hearing about Krishna, one is awakened to the status of Krishna consciousness.
What is the difference between Krishna consciousness and Christ consciousness?
Christ consciousness is also Krishna consciousness, but people do not follow the rules and regulations of Christianity, therefore they are not awakened. The commandments of Christ, they do not follow. Therefore they do not come to the standard of consciousness.
What is unique about Krishna consciousness that separates it from other religions? Is it a religion?
Religion means primarily to know God and love Him. That is religion. And nobody knows God and what to speak of loving. Nobody is trained up how to know God and how to love Him. They are satisfied by going to the church, "Oh God, give us our daily bread." That also not everyone goes. The communist says that you don't go to the church, bread we shall supply. So poor innocent person, they get bread elsewhere, say they do not go to church. But nobody is serious to understand what is God and how to love Him. Nobody is serious. Therefore, in Bhagavatam it is said, it is cheating religion. I profess some religion, but I do not know what is God and how to love Him. So that type of religion is cheating religion. And religion means to know God and love Him. But generally, a man does not know what is God and what to speak of loving Him. So therefore that is cheating religion, there is no religion. But so far Christian religion is concerned, there is ample chance of understanding God, but they do not care for it. Take for example, the commandment is, "Thou shalt not kill." But in the Christian world, best slaughterhouses are better. So how they can become God conscious? They disobey the commandments, do not care what Jesus called, Lord Jesus Christ has ordered. But this is not only in Christian religion, every religion is going on. It's simply rubber stamp. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. And none of them do know what is God and how to love Him.
How does one know a bona fide spiritual master then that can lead
Who
them?
Teaches this thing, how to know God and how to love Him? He is spiritual. Otherwise bogus. Rascal, bogus. Sometimes they mislead that I am God. Poor people, they do not know what is God, and a rascal proposes, "I am God," and they accept it. just like in your country, they elected Nixon president and again drag him. That means they did not know who is really bona fide president. He elected somebody. And again they had the business of dragging him. Similarly, people are foolish. Any rascal comes, he says, I am God. They accept. And again they accept another. This is my life. So one must be serious to that, to understand what is God and what, how to love Him, that is religion. Otherwise it is simply a waste of time. That we are teaching. That is the difference between others and us. We are presenting Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the science, how to know Him. The Bhagavad Gita is there, Bhagavad is there. Not bogus, authorized. Therefore, this is the only institution which can teach how to know God and how to love Him. Two business, there is no third business. It is not our business to ask God to give us our necessities. We know God gives necessities to everyone, even one who has no religion. They're like cats and dogs, they have no religion. They do not know what is religion. But still, the cats and dogs are supplied with necessities of life. So why should we bother Krishna asking Him, give us our daily bread? He supplied already. Our business is how to love Him. That is it. Dharma prochita koitava atra paramanilma saranang sata vasro vasu vedavatra. Savai pungsang paro dharma yato bhakti radhokan. That is first class religion, which teaches how to love God. And that love, not for any material motive. God, He will give me this, then I love. No. Ahituki. The love means without any personal profit. If I love God for some profit, that is business, that is not love. Ahituki. Apratihata. And such love of God cannot be checked by any material cause. In any condition, one can learn how to love God. It is not conditional that I am a poor man, how shall I love God? I have got so many things to do. No, it is not like poor, rich, or young, or old, black and white, there is no impediment. If one wants to love God, he can love.
Are there different paths that one can learn to love God?
No, there is no different.
Are there other spiritual paths? Do all spiritual paths lead to the same end?
Spiritual paths are divided into four. Not spiritual. Real spiritual, mixed spiritual. Just like this. God give us our daily bread. It is mixed spiritual. One has approached God. God is spiritual. But one is asking for material profit. So this is mixture, matter and spirit. So there are four classes, generally known as karmi, fruitive actors. They work for getting some material profit. They are called karmi. Just like all men in sea, they are working so hard day and night, driving their cars, so, this way, that way. The purpose is how to get some money. This is called karmi. And then Gyani. Gyani means he knows that I am working so hard while the birds, bees, the elephants, the big, big 8 million different types of, they are not, they have no business, they have no profession. How they are eating? So why unnecessarily I work so much? Let me know what is the problem of life. So they understand the problem of life is birth, death, old age and disease. And they want to solve it. How to become immortal? So they have conclusion that if I merge into God's existence, then I become immortal, or immune from birth, death, old age and disease. This is called Gyani. And some of them are yogis. They try to acquire some spiritual power to make a show how he can play wonder. A yogi can become very small. If you put him in a room, he'll come out. You lock it, he'll come. If there is little space, he'll come. That is called anima. He can fly in the sky, float in the sky. That is called lagima. In this way, if somebody can show this magic, then immediately he is accepted as a very wonderful man. The yogis, the modern yogis, they simply show some gymnastic, like they have no power. So I am not speaking of these third-class yogis. Real yogi means he has got some power, that is material power. So yogis also want this power, and gyanis also want salvation from the unnecessary working like ass, the kurmi. And kurmis want material profit. So they want everyone. But the bhaktas, devotees, they don't want anything. They want to serve God out of love. Just like a mother loves a child, there's no question of profit. Out of affection, she loves. So when you come to that stage, to love God, that is perfect. So these different processes, kurmi, jnani, yogi and bhakta, out of these four processes, if you want to know God, then you have to accept this bhakti. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mama vijanati. Simply through the process of bhakti, one can understand me, God. He never says by other processes, no. Only through bhakti. So if you are interested to know God and love Him, then you have to accept this devotional process. No other process will help you.
What are the methods used in attaining Krishna consciousness? How does one get to...
Yeah, by Krishna consciousness, you achieve the goal of life. In the present condition, we are accepting one body and we are dying after a few days. Then accept another body. And that body is according to your activity. There are 8,400,000 different types of body. You can get any one of them. You'll have to accept one body. That is called time transmigration of the soul. So, if one is under this consciousness that I am eternal, why I am changing body? How to solve it? That is intelligence. And not to work like cats and dogs and die. That is not intelligence. One who makes solution of this problem is intelligent. So, therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is the ultimate solution of all problems of life.
What transformations does one undergo on the path to Krishna consciousness?
No transformation. The consciousness is there. It is now filled with all rubbish things. You have to cleanse this and then Krishna consciousness. Just like water. Water is by nature clear, transparent. But when it is filled up with rubbish things, it is muddy, you cannot see very clearly. But if you filter it, all muddy things, dirty things, then again it comes to the original position, clear, transparent one.
Does one function better in society as a result of affiliation with Krishna consciousness?
Does one function in society better after being Krishna conscious?
What do you mean?
Is he a better citizen? Is he a better citizen?
And also sociologically can he work better in the community?
That you can see practically. They are not drunkards. They are not meat eaters. From a physiological point of view, they are very clean. They will never be attacked with so many diseases. Then they do not eat meat, means that is most sinful, to kill others for the satisfaction of the tongue. God has given to the human society so many things to eat, nice fruits, nice flowers, nice grains, first-class milk, and from milk you can prepare hundreds of nutritious foods. But they do not know the art. They are maintaining big slaughterhouse and eating meat. No discrimination. That means they are not even civilized. When man is not civilized, he kills one animal and eats. Because he does not know how to grow food. Just like we have got one farm land in New Vrindavan. So we are preparing so first-class preparation from milk. The laborers, they come, they are astonished. That from milk such nice preparation can be done. Hundreds. So that means they are not even civilized. How to prepare nutritious food from milk? Milk, excepting that cow flesh and blood, is very nutritious. That we also admit. But a civilized man utilizes the blood and meat in a different way. The milk is nothing but blood. But it is transformed into milk. And again from milk you make so many things. You make jugad, you make curd, you make ghee, so many things. And combination of this milk product with grains, with fruits and vegetables, you make similar hundreds of people. So this is civilized life. Not that directly kill one animal and eat. That is uncivilized. You take the accepting that cow's flesh and blood is very nutritious. You take it in a civilized way. Why you should kill? the innocent animal is simply eating grass given by God and supplying milk. And from milk you can live. And the gratefulness is that cut his throat. Is that civilization? What do you say?
Is that civilization?
No, I agree with you 100%. I want you to say these things, though, instead of me. I'm asking you questions so that hopefully that not by me describing anything.
No, these things are uncivilized way of life and what they will understand God.
I'm asking these questions for everyone that is not understanding.
To understand God means one must be first-class civilized. Just like university is meant for first-class student. Similarly, God consciousness means meant for the first-class human being.
This question is a hard one for me to ask because it shows ignorance on my part, but I'm not asking it in ignorance. I want your answer on tape, okay? Does all desire ultimately have to go, including the desire to attain Krishna consciousness?
Without Krishna consciousness, we'll have simply ravished desires. And when you are Krishna conscious, then you desire rightly.
The aim of many spiritual paths is to find the Guru within.
Within?
The Guru within. Is this different than...
Who says that, to find Guru within?
Kirpal Singh, he says that.
Pardon me?
That Kirpal Singh is one that says that.
Krishna. Krishnamurti. Krishnamurti says that also.
So why does he come to teach? This rascal, why does he come to teach? This is the answer. These things are spoken by rascals. He has come to teach. And he says, find out Guru within. That's why you have come to teach. Because people are not intelligent. They cannot catch him. He talks all nonsense and they hear. That's all.
He also has written a book about no books are needed.
So we can find out how rascal he is. Is it not? Do you admit or not? He writes book and he says there is no need of book. He has right. Come to teach and he says there is no need of teacher. Teacher is within. Is he not a rascal?
Well, they say those...
The first of all, he answered my question.
Oh.
If he says contradictory things, is he not a rascal?
Well, he's contradicting himself.
Therefore, he's a rascal. He does not know how to defend it.
Can the Vedas be taken symbolically as well as literally?
As it is. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, not symbolically.
Are you attempting to revive in the... I feel like asking this question two different ways. First I'll ask it one way, which is in a sense incorrect. Maybe I'll just ask it this way and just get your answer. Are you attempting to revive in the West the awareness of money? Are you attempting to revive the ancient Indian caste system in the West? I'm asking a question.
What do you find we are reviving caste system? What do you find? First of all, let me know. Why you are asking this question? If you have seen that we are trying to introduce the Indian caste system. Then you say, But if there is no such attempt, why you are asking this question?
Well, because a lot of people are interested. And the reason I would have asked
you a question... Lot of people, you are also one of them. So, do you find that we are trying to introduce caste system? First of all, find out where is the attempt. Then you ask question. Otherwise, it is irrelevant question.
The Gita talks about the caste system.
Huh?
The Gita mentions the caste
system. Gita, what mentions? Do you know?
The four castes.
What is that?
In an untouchable
caste. On the basis of what?
I can't locate it directly, but
Brahmananda.
Who has said
that this is caste system? This is caste, not caste system. Chaturbarnam Maya system, Junakarma Vivas. According to quality and according to work, there are four divisions of men. Just like you can understand, there are engineers and there are medical practitioners. So do you take them as caste? Oh, he is engineer caste. He is medical caste. Do you say like that?
I don't want to say what I feel because I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
Well, I think there's always been castes. It's just that we don't recognize the fact that they're there.
No, recognize means if a man is qualified medical man, we accept him as medical man. And if a man is qualified engineer, we accept him as engineer. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita not suggests, it is there. There are four classes of men. The most intelligent class of men, the administrator class of men, the productive class of men, an ordinary worker. That is already there. Bhagavad Gita says how they should be classified. That he belongs to this class, he belongs to that class. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Not that by birth, hereditarily, one becomes a caste. Don't try to misunderstand. The classification is already there. One class of man, very intelligent. Is it not there in the human society? Do you think all men are equally intelligent? Do you think? There must be. One class, very highly intelligent class. So, what are the symptoms of the intelligent class? That is described in the world. The first class intelligent. Wherever you find all these qualities, he's first class. So we are trying to introduce that without first class man, the society is useless. So there are first class men, Uttana. Just like a boy is intelligent, still he requires training in the school, college. Then he maintains his first class brain, first class position. So there is first class man. Now we have to train them properly. How to become controller of the mind, how to become controller of the senses, how to become truthful, how to become clean internally, externally, how to become full of knowledge, how to try to apply the knowledge in practical life, how to become God conscious. That's training. The first class man can take up, just like they're taking all these boys. They had their first class brain, and now they are being trained up. That is equal. Trained up first class man. The training is equal. So we are not introducing caste system, that any rascal born in a Brahmin family becomes a Brahmin. We don't accept that. A man who is first class trained up to become a Brahmin, we accept it. It doesn't matter whether he is India or Europe or America, it doesn't matter. We are trying to introduce this system. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad. A caste system means a man is born in a Brahmin family and he by habit he is fifth class man and he is accepted first class on account of birth. Similarly, a person is very intelligent, he can be adaptable to all first class habit, but because he is born in a Shudra family, he is Shudra. We want to stop this nonsense. We are picking up first class brain and training up how to become first class. This is our business. Not that introducing this rubbish thing. No, we are not introducing. Otherwise, how I am offering them sacred thread, Nagyasi? Anyone from India will understand he's a first class Brahmin. We are training like that.
Here's another one on that line. What have you feel about women's lib? What is our feeling about women's lib? That I don't want to discuss because, as you have asked, I may explain that
how foolish women are being cheated by the intelligent man.
Srila Prabhupada is liberating everybody.
The chance of Krishna. They have given, in your country, they have given you liberty. Liberty means equal rights, is it not? Man and woman has got equal rights.
They're trying.
Huh?
They're trying in this country.
All are trying. But you, woman, you cannot see that this so-called equal right means cheating the woman. Now, I say more clearly that a woman and man meets, now they become lovers. Then they have sex, and the woman becomes pregnant, and the man goes out. The simple woman, he has to take charge of the child and beg from government alms, please give me money. This is your independence. Do you admit this is independence? That the man makes the woman pregnant and he goes away without any responsibility. And the woman cannot give up the child. She maintains begging from the government. Or she tries to kill the child. Do you think it is very good independence? What is your answer?
To whether or not it's good to kill the child?
Yes, they're killing now, about sand.
Do you think this is really this independence?
I want to know your opinion of that kind of independence.
For the child or
for the woman?
For the woman.
This is liberation. She has an affair with a man, she gets pregnant, the man leaves, then she has to beg alms from the government to support the child.
Or
she kills the child. So is that good or bad?
Well, she has made the choice.
That means, that is 34 hours. You have made your choice to kill your own child. Is that a very good choice?
It's the worst crime you could...
Her brain is getting large.
Do you think it is very good business?
I think this is a very complicated question.
Therefore, I say they are cheating you in the name of independence. That you do not understand. Therefore, 34 hours. They are cheating you, and you are thinking you are independent.
They forget the responsibility that comes with freedom.
They do not take the responsibility. They go away, they enjoy and go away. And the woman has to take the responsibility. Either kill the child and maintain it. Begging. Do you think begging is very good? In India, although their poverty is taken, still they do not remain independent. They remain under the husband. And the husband takes all responsibility. So she has neither to kill the child nor go to beg for maintaining the child. So which is independence? To remain under husband is independence, or to become free, to be enjoyed by everyone?
That's not where freedom is anyway.
Huh?
That's not where the freedom is.
So there is no freedom, still they think that they're freedom. That means under some plea, the men are cheating the woman. That's all. So in the name of independence, they have agreed to be cheated by another class. This is the situation.
In spite of that, can a woman know Krishna as...
We have no such distinction.
No,
we give Krishna consciousness both to the woman and man equally. We do not make any such mistakes. But to protect them from this exploitation by man, we teach something that you do like this, you do like that. You be married, be settled up, don't wander independently. We teach them like that. But so far Krishna consciousness is concerned, we equally distribute. There is no such thing that, oh, you are woman, less intelligent or more intelligent, therefore you cannot have. We don't say that. We welcome woman, man, poor, rich, everyone. Because in that platform, equality. Vidyavinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini sunite to sapake pandita samadarshina. We do not refuse anyone. That is equality.
How do you deal with negativity? In the outside world, the devotees encounter negativity every day with people that are not interested. How, not just on the outside world, but how does one deal with that within? How does one relieve oneself of that negativism?
Negativity means just like we say, no illicit sex. We say, teach our students, no illicit sex. Do you think it is negative?
The situation is that other people think that it's negative, and therefore they feel negatively towards us. So how should we react to that? Huh? She's saying.
Well, how do you deal with it within yourself? You know.
What do you mean negativity within yourself?
Not just criticism, but.
Bad feelings.
If you get a lot of people that are working against you, all the time Here you're surrounded by people that are positive and that are reinforcing. But when you get yourself in the outside world in a position where there are people that are draining you and taking your energy, how do you replenish that energy? How do you...
How do we stay fixed when there are so many people against us?
Huh?
She wants to know how we stay fixed when there are so many people against us.
So nobody is against you? Do you think nobody is against you? I'm asking you.
Do I think nobody's against me? Oh, sure. There are people for me, against me, that don't care about me.
So they are against and for. Why you bother about the against? As there are some people against us, there are many people for us. So that is the position in every field of activity. So if somebody is against us, why should he bother about it? Let us go on with our positive work.
For instance, if the day goes by and a devotee meets only with people that are against him, he makes bad contacts, and he feels drained, how does he...
Now, our devotee is not so fickle. They go to the person who is against us and induces him to purchase a book. We are selling books daily, a huge amount. So there is no question of against us. Anyone who is even against us, he is persuaded to purchase one book. So how is against us? He's purchasing our book. What is the daily amount of sales of our books?
We sell about 25,000 books and magazines a day.
What is the price?
The collection would probably be around $35,000 to $40,000 a day.
We're collecting $40,000 a day by sending books. How I can say they're against us?
Positive.
Huh?
You're very positive. I like that.
Is there any other institution who can sell $40,000 a day? So how do you say that they're against us?
My last question. Could you tell me about the Hare Krishna mantra, because it's so important to Krishna consciousness, and I'd like to have
it. It is very simple. Hare means, O the energy of Lord, and Krishna means, O Lord. Both of you kindly engage me in your service. That's all. Both of you, Krishna and his energy. Just like here we have got conception of male and female. Similarly, originally, God and his energy. God is male and energy female, prakriti and purush. This idea of male and female, where from it comes? And God is manufacturing so many male and female. So, the male and female idea, where from it comes? It comes from God. He is the origin of everything. So the female, or prakriti, or energy of God, and God himself, he is called Purusha. So we are appealing both God and his energy, combined together, engage us in their service. This is Hare Krishna. O Hare means O, the energy of God. O Krishna, O Lord, both of you take care of me and engage me in your service. This is it.
I lost some on the way, I guess.
Thank you.
When I moved into the house, there were these, just came out of the earth, and it's so beautiful to see them.
Yeah, you have questions also?
What's
the answer?
May I ask you a few questions? Could you please tell me a little bit about your life and how you knew that you were the spiritual master for the Krishna consciousness movement?
My life is simple. I was householder. I have still my wife, my children, my grandsons. So my Guru Maharaj ordered me to go and preach this cult in the Western country. So I left everything on the order of my Guru Maharaj. And I am trying to execute the other person.
And is this picture here the man?
Yes, he's my Guru Maharaj.
And he's no longer living.
No.
He spoke to his spiritual.
Well, this is my life. Yes.
At what point was it that he told you to do this? It was very late in your life?
Hmm?
It was very late in your life that you...
Yes, when I was 25 years old, I met him first. On the first meeting, he ordered me to this. So at that time, I was a married man. I had 2 children. So I thought I shall do it later on, but I was trying to get out of family life. It took some time, but I was trying my best to carry out his order. In 1944, I started a magazine, Back to Godhead, when I was Grihastha. Then I started writing books in 1958 or 59. In this way, in 1955, I came to your country.
You have said that you are very small and that you are not God, and yet it appears to me as an outsider that the devotees treat you as if you were God.
Yes, that is devotee's duty. Just like a government officer. Personally, he is not very important. But so long he executes government order, he should be respected as government. That is the way. Even an ordinary policeman comes, you have to respect him because he is government. But that does not mean he is God. He is respected. Sakshad Hritena Samastha Shastri Ruktastatha Bhavataya. If that man thinks that I have become government, people are respecting him, then he is foolish. So, but it is the etiquette, if the government man comes, he should respect him as government.
Along the same idea, I wonder also about the many material, the beautiful material things that the devotees bring to you. And, for instance, when you left the airport, you left in a beautiful, big, fancy car. And I wonder about this because...
That is teaching them how to respect. If you respect government man as government, then you must treat him like that.
But
if you respect spiritual master as God, then you must offer him the facilities of God. Otherwise, how you treat him as God? Simply in mind? In action also?
I'm sorry, what was the last you said?
If the spiritual master is treated as God, so he must show, practically show, that he is treating as God. So God travels by golden car. See, if the spiritual master is offered ordinary motor car, so still it is not sufficient. Because he has to be treated like God. So what is this motor car for God? They're still deficient. If God comes to your home, will you bring him in ordinary motor car? Or you arrange for a golden car? If you treat him as God. So your point is that they offered me nice motor car. I say that is not sufficient. That is still lacking to treat him as God. Be practical.
Yesterday I met a devotee from New York who said that there were many people present at the festival from other planets and that you could see them. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes. Everyone can see. If you have eyes, you can see. But if you have no eyes, therefore you are envious because they have offered a nice motor car. So you have to make your eyes to see. A blind man cannot see. The eyes are to be treated. How to see?
Is this true also of your other senses?
Every senses. If you want to see something, you must be trained up. How to see? Like a scientist is seeing something through the microscope. And you want to see with naked eyes. How it is possible to see? You must adopt the process to see. Then you can see everything.
I have just one more question, and that is also from an outsider's point of view. It appears to me that one of the most difficult aspects of Krishna consciousness for someone to accept who's been brought up outside of that point of view is the deities.
Hmm?
The deities and the idea that they represent
the deities?
Krishna. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. At the present moment, because you are not trained up to see Krishna, so Krishna kindly appears before you, as you can see. You can see wood, stone, you cannot see what is spirit. Even you don't see yourself, you are thinking, I am this body. But you are spirit soul. You are seeing your father and mother daily. And when the father and mother dies, you cry. Why you are crying? Now my father is gone. Now where is your father gone? He's lying here. Why do you say he's gone? What is that thing which is gone? Why you say my father is gone although lying on the bed? You have seen daily your father. Now you say my father is gone. So, but he is lying on the bed. So who has gone? What is your answer?
Where is God?
Who is gone? If you see your dead father and you say that he's passed away, what
has
passed away?
His body.
Who is that father?
Only his material body is gone.
The material body is there, lying on the bed.
His body is there. You say my father's gone, so what is gone?
Well, his spirit is still
there. Have you seen that spirit?
No.
Therefore, you cannot see the spirit. And God is supreme spirit. Therefore, to show kindness upon you, he has appeared just like wood and stone, so that you can see. He is everything. His spirit and matter, everything. But you cannot see him as spiritual identity. Therefore, he has appeared in material form, so that you can see. This is DT. He is God, but you cannot see him in his original spiritual form at the present moment. Therefore, out of his unbounded mercy, he has appeared before you, just like made of wood and straw, so that you can see. So you're coming daily in our meeting?
Not daily, but I'll come.
That's nice. Yeah.
This
gentleman.
This is my father.
Oh.
Grace.
Thank you very much.
My mother.
Ah. So you're all fortunate. You've got such a nice son.
Thank you.
Yeah. And he is giving you the best service by becoming Krishna conscious.
Service.
Don't think that he is out of form, he is lost. No. He is giving you the best service.
Well, we're very pleased with him and with what's happened. Thank you for helping him find happiness and serenity which he was able to find through your order.
Thank you. They're very good boys.
What's amazing to me is where you get the strength to keep the pace that you have. Tell me how you do that. I'm somebody who's your junior and I have a difficult pace keeping.
The process is genuine. The process which I recommend and they follow, then it is here.
Yeah, he's saying our lifestyle will enable you to have that strength also by worshipping God.
Just like the physician, he gives you medicine and he gives you the process, the dose, how to take the medicine, how to take the diet. If the patient follows, then he's cured. Opportunity, human life, this process of God realization can be accepted by human being. It doesn't matter where he is born, either in India or outside India, it doesn't matter. Any human being can take it up. That is the difference between the animal life and human life. The animal, the dog, he knows how to bark only, that's it. He cannot be taught about this process. But a human being can be. He has got that intellect. Every human being. So in this human form of life, if we do not take this process, how to become Krishna conscious, then we remain dogs. Because we are losing the opportunity.
What is it that Krishna's consciousness has that offers people so much more than other religions?
This is religion. I have already explained. Religion means to become lover of God. That is religion. When there is no love of God, but that is not religion. Religion means, I have already explained, to know God and to love Him. So if you do not know what is God, where is the question of loving Him? So that is not religion. It is going on in the name of religion. Religion means to know God and to love Him. Dharmanta sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Can you find out this verse? Done fine?
Yes, 319.
Third chapter, 19.
Karmam Saksad Bhagavat Pranitam Navai Vidur Rishayo Nasi Deva Nasidhamukya Asura Manusha Kutonu Vidyadara Charanadaya.
Dharmantu Saksad Bhagavat Panitam. The principles of religion is given by God. Just like law. Law means the process of activities which is given by the government. You cannot make law at home. Is it clear?
I'm having a language problem, I'm afraid.
He says that law means that which is given by the government. You can't make your own law at home. But certainly religion means that which is enunciated by the Lord. You can't make up your own process.
Well, I guess I'm missing the point. My question was,
well, that's all right, but
what does the Hare Krishna consciousness have to offer that other religions don't have to offer as far as...
And this is offering that you want to be religious, so you try to understand religious principles from God. Because if one is lawyer, if one wants to become a lawyer, he must learn laws which is given by the government. He cannot become a lawyer at home. Similarly, if you want to become religious, you must learn what is religion from God. You don't manufacture your own religion. That is not religion. This is the first principle. But if I do not know what is God, what is the order given by God, then what is religion? That is going on. Everyone is manufacturing his own religion. This is the modern method. The religion is private. Anyone can accept any type of religion. That is liberalism. Is it not?
Yes.
Just convince him.
So do you understand? The idea is that this Hare Krishna movement is based on authority of the Vedas, and the Vedic literatures are coming directly from Krishna. So we only accept as truth what Krishna says, and we don't accept anybody's mental concoctions or speculations as being truth. And this is the problem with so many other religious movements today, that they depend on the interpretation or the philosophy of some ordinary man. So this is the primary differential.
We don't say anything which is not spoken by God in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore it is appealing everywhere. Although it is in Sanskrit language, still it is appealing. Just like if you go on the street and if the signboard is keep to the right. This is law. I cannot say what is wrong if I keep to the left. Then I am criminal. You cannot dictate. The government has said keep to the right. You have to do that. That is law. If you violate, then you are criminal. Pay fine. But ordinarily, one may think, what is wrong there? Instead of keeping right, if I keep to the left? He may think like that, but he does not know that it's criminal.
The Bhagavad Gita, I'm told that there are some 200 versions of that. Is that the case?
200 verses?
200 versions. Different interpretations, commentaries, translations.
My question is that
but how can you interpret? That I've already explained. How can you interpret the government's order, keep to the left and keep to the right? You have no right to interpret. If you interpret, then you become a foolish man. Because that interpretation will not be accepted. If you say, what is wrong there? Both ways there are roads. So if I keep to the left, what is wrong there? You can interpret like that. But as soon as you interpret like that, you become a criminal. So all these interpretations are unauthorized, criminal. That they do not know, because they are foolish men. You cannot interpret.
I think he's getting at the question, Prabhupada.
That's why our Bhagavad Gita is called Bhagavad Gita as it is.
No interpretation.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, become my devotee. And he tells Arjuna that I'm speaking this to you because you're my devotee and because you're my friend, therefore you can understand. So the point is that if Krishna says that you have to be a devotee and a friend of Krishna to understand what he's saying, then that's the case. So because Srila Prabhupada is the devotee of Krishna and a friend of Krishna, therefore he can give it to us as it is. Whereas most other interpretations are written by scholars, by politicians, by poets,
I wasn't aware of that.
So many other persons who are not devotees of Krishna, who are not friends of Krishna, and therefore what do they know about Bhagavad Gita? It's like the court can only define what is actual accordance to the law and what isn't. So certainly there has to be an authorized person.
Suppose you have written some letter to somebody and he cannot understand. So if you consult somebody what he has written, then that man must be your confidential person who can understand your language. Even if I cannot understand what you have written, then I have to consult a person who understands you. But I cannot give my independent interpretation. That is not true. That is foolishness. But that is going on. They are thinking, I am a big scholar, I can give my own interpretation. That is wrong.
That's the reason for a lot of confusion.
Yes.
They must create confusion, because he is a foolish man. He is interpreting on the words of God. He is not a devotee. He has got other purpose. He is a politician or something else. So he wants to push on his views through Bhagavad Gita. That is a cheating process. If he wants to speak something, he can write separate book. Why he should go through Bhagavad Gita? That is cheating. But he knows Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. If I push my philosophy through Bhagavad Gita, it will be very easily accepted. That is why. That is cheating. Why should you interpret? Krishna says, Manmanabhavamadhaptamadhyajimanamaskuru. And the scholar says, no, it is not to Krishna. Just see. Krishna says that you become my devotee. And the scholar says, no, it is not necessary to become devotee of Krishna person. This is my big scholar.
Questions out. Take all your time.
If you ask me a question, I would like you to tell us that I can put in our article here. If you have one sentence, one paragraph that you would like to say to the world, what would you say?
She wants to put a message to the world.
In capsule.
So, what I have to do?
I think she wants you to say, please chant Hare Krishna and your life will become sublime.
Yeah. That I am saying, aren't it? Without any price. I don't charge, give me so many dollars. Then I said,
so, do any of the other guests have any questions?
I'd like to just ask one, would you pray for me?
He wants you to pray for him.
I'm praying for everyone. That is my business. Otherwise, why I've come here?
So are there any other questions from anybody, guest or devotee?
Srila Prabhupada, how does one become humble and remain humble?
How to become humble and remain humble? Same question one devotee asked you in Chicago.
Can you explain?
He said you can become humble by becoming aggressive for Krishna. One girl was asking that when we're doing Sankirtan, I must be very aggressive. But when I come to the temple, then I'm supposed to be very humble. Prabhupada's answer was
a lamb at home, a lion in the chase. When you're chasing, you must be a lion. But when you come home, you do not try to chase the devotees.
Swami, what about those who practice who have other religions and practice?
There is no other religion, I have repeatedly said. Religion is to abide by the orders of God. Nobody knows what is God and nobody knows what is the order of God. And even if one knows, he does not carry it. So how there can be religion? If you abide by the state laws, then you are lawful. But if you do not abide by the state laws, how you can become lawful? If you violate the laws, how you can become lawful? If you follow religion, then you must follow strictly the religious principles. You have no business to follow the religious principles, how you can become religious? Is it possible?
Yes.
understand what you're saying. You're saying you cannot do practices and commit sin, right?
Yes. Because there are in every religion, there are principles. If you don't follow them, then how you become religious? Because this is my question. So nobody is following religious principle at the present moment. Therefore, practically, there is no religion. Everything is finished. We are trying to revive. If you follow religious principle, then it doesn't matter whether you are Christian or Mohammedan or Hindu or Buddha, then you are religious. But if you do not follow any religious principle, then how you become religious?
Say that you can't live a happy life without being religious?
Yes, certainly.
I am eons away from this whole thing because I don't believe in any religion. My son knows this.
You do not follow any religion?
Not at all. Yeah. I don't get philosophical discussion.
This way, you still you are happy?
Yes, I'm very happy. I have my moments when I'm not, of course. Basically, I'm happy with my family, with my
Do you think your father is happy?
No.
No, you're
I'm a fool. But,
Prabhupada, earlier today you were speaking in Bhagavatam class about Ajamil and how by circumstances he fell down. And that because it wasn't intentional, Krishna forgave. So, but still, at one point or another, he agreed to the desires of the prostitute. So isn't that free will?
That is free will, but under the point of vivalva.
Excuse me?
That is free will under the point of vivalva.
Ah, yes. Revolver.
So, Maya is very strong. Maya is very strong. So when you are under the Maya's clutches, she dictates and you have to do. This is called Maya. The Yijesha Gunamai, Mama Maya, very, very strong. So, Mami was a Prabhupada, Maya may thank her. If one was strong, Sri Krishna conscious, he can abide. That is not mine.
But if someone purposefully sins, also that is mine.
That may not be Maya. That is my discretion. But that is also Maya in another way, indirect way. So one must be strong in Krishna consciousness, then he is not a victim of Maya.
But on the news, it's talking about the hookup of the Soviets and Americans' Apollo capsules. Huh? I mean, a large hookup of these spaceships in outer space for planning their moon project. And we were wondering about what your feelings are and your views on all this.
What is he wondering?
Well, it's understood that you said...
You are making plans to go to back to home, back to garden. And if they go to the moon planet, so your plan is bigger or his plan is bigger? Huh? Whose plan is bigger?
Our plan is much bigger,
isn't it?
The lady has a question.
No, I, as a mother, I do wish to thank you, my dear family.
Oh, who is your son?
Daughter.
Daughter.
She's being recommended for initiation tomorrow. She's not in the room. Is Adele here?
She's busy.
So she's busy.
Very engaged.
I'm very happy.
So we recommend everyone, every American being initiated. That is our recommendation. The sooner you accept this proposal, it is good for you. To know God, and to love. Is there any difficulty? Do you think nobody is interested in this? If one is not interested to know God, then he is a dog. The dog is not interested. That is the difference between human being and dog. The dog cannot be interested. But a human being, as I am a foreigner, I came along, and these boys became interested. Why not others? Where is the difference? Your son is interested, or the father is not interested. Why? What is the reason?
As small is interested and you're not, what is the reason?
He has already explained. What is that? Your father admitted just now, he said.
He's not happy?
No, another thing.
He said he was a fool.
You said it.
Trying the rules, I got it.
At least you're laughing at yourself, yeah. Right?
But your mother is very good. Yes, son inherits the quality of mother. And the daughter inherits the quality of father. Yes. So if the mother is good, naturally the son is good. That is Vedic calculation.
Sorry you said that.
This is our physiological. And we have seen, studied, that any big man of the world, behind that big man is either a strong mother or a strong wife. That is the general statistics. And Chanakya Pandi says, Mata jasya grihe nasti bhajya cha apriya vadini. If there is no mother at home and the wife is not very suitable, does not speak very nicely with husband, disrespectful, then he is recommended to leave home and go to the forest. Arannam tena gantarvam jatharannam tathagriham. Such person should immediately leave home and live in the forest, because for him the forest and home is the same thing. Mata jasya grihe nasti bhajya cha apriya vadini. So woman should be trained up to be very faithful and chaste, then the life will be very happy. That is the only education for woman. And man should be educated how to become first-class man, a Brahman. Then the whole atmosphere will be very happy. The man, first class man, brahmana, samadhamatitika, and woman, very faithful to such husband and chaste, then the home is happy. And Chanakya Pandi says another place, dampato kalaho nasti tattasi sayamagata. If there is no fight and disagreement between husband and wife, in that home, the goddess of fortune automatically comes. They haven't got to search out where is Goddess of Fortune. She will come already. So that is now lacking. In most cases, the husband and wife does not agree. And the other day I was reading in a paper that one woman is 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
She has divorced two husbands.
Yes.
And when the press reporter asked her, she replied, yes, it was a mistake. And still, they want to be equal with man. He commits mistake twice in 2 weeks, and still she claims to be equal with man. So we have got our school, Dallas. We are teaching the small children to make the boys first-class men, as it is enunciated in the Bhagavad Gita, and women to become very faithful and chaste. This is our education. Then it will be a very happy home, and people will live very peacefully, and then other things can be executed. If the home is not peaceful, always disturbed in mind, and one has to adopt twice in a week divorce, then how there can be peace? This is not freedom, this is disturbance. Freedom does not mean disturbance of peace. Freedom means that maintenance of peace.
Question. How can we get a God-conscious leader in this country?
He'll come and live with us. He'll get God just like so many guys.
As a president in this country.
How to get a God-conscious leader?
God-conscious president.
Yes, if you train people to become God-conscious, then naturally president will come God-conscious. If you train people like hogs and dogs, then the president will be hogs and dogs. Because it is democracy. Therefore, we have taken the task to train people how to become godly. Then naturally the president will come godly. If people decide that we shall not cast our vote to any man who is not Krishna conscious, then the Krishna conscious man is. People are not trained up. They are fools. So they elect another fool, big fool. That's all. How you can be happy? Just like in the forest, the small animals like cats and dogs and asses, they are very much afraid of the lion, tiger. And they accept lion as the king of forest. But he may be lion or tiger and elected by asses and cats and dogs, but he is nothing but animal. So will any human being accept the lion as human being? No. He knows that he is an animal. Maybe he is voted by the small animals. That is the position. At the present moment, the mass of people are kept in their animal consciousness. And therefore they elect another big animal to become president. Their idea is to have animal strength, jaws and nails, and being powerful, he is God, or he is president. They cannot select anyone else. So formally, in the Vedic civilization, a king was elected by the first class man of the society, the saintly person, the brahmanas. They did not take part in politics, but they recommended that this man, just like Krishna, he wanted Yudhishthira must be the king. Because king is supposed to be God's representative, how to rule over. Not that these cats and dogs will find out a lion and vote him to the chair. That is not the process. The modern process is that the electors, they are not trained up and they elect another big animal to become the king. Therefore it is failure. All over the world this is going on. This so-called democracy, unless people are very much trained up, the election by the mass is not very good. Rather, a first-class man, they should nominate that this man should. That will be. Your question is how to find out president good? So this is the question. So there is no intelligent class of man. That is difficult. Who is trying to control his mind, control his senses? This is the first condition to become a first class man. As soon as a man sees a beautiful woman, immediately his mind is agitated. Where is the control? And as soon as the mind is agitated, the senses are agitated. And this is the first condition of the first-class man, that he should not be agitated in his mind and agitated by senses. This is the first condition. Now where is that school which training to how to control the mind, how to control the senses, how to become truthful, how to become clean internally, externally? These are the science of first class man. So we are trying our little way to make some man as first class. This is our tiny effort. We are not patronized by any interested person, neither by the government. By our own effort we are trying. The so-called big man leaders, they are thinking this is all useless. And because they have taken these things are useless, now they are facing problems, crying, why, what to do. And it is said there, find out this verse, Sri Sudhustasu Barsneya, not Bhagavad Gita, you do not know where is this. Yeah, here is the other. Strisu Dushtasu. These are very serious question. If you want to study them seriously, everything direction is there. Let's see. Strisu
Dushtasu.
Varsneya Varna Sankara Abhibhavata.
Thank you.
Ready?
Adharma vipavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriyaha strishu dushtashu varshneya jayate varna sankara.
When your religion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become corrupt. And from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted progeny.
And then next verse.
Sankaro narakayaiva kulagnanam kulashicha patanti pitaro yesham lupta pindo vika kriya.
When there is an increase of unwanted population, a hellish situation is created both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. In such corrupt families, there is no offering of oblations of food and water to the ancestors.
So, the instruction is, Trishu Dushtashu. When women become polluted, there is unwanted population. That is coming all over the world, the hippies. Therefore, the first thing is how to train a woman not to become polluted. This is the reason. In the modern society, they have given woman freedom, that I have already explained. In the name of freedom of woman, they are being exploited. Everything is there, social, religious, political, cultural, educational. We have to accept that course. Then everything will work. If you don't accept, then we have to suffer problems. It is not meant for a particular class of men or particular country. It is meant for the whole human society. Therefore, this purification of the society at the present fallen condition is very, very difficult to revive. Because people are so fallen, it is almost impossible. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that you all together chant Hare Krishna and everything will be done by you. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalomna Seva. In Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to reform the whole human society to become perfect by this process, Vedic process. It is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya wants that you chant congregationally this Hare Krishna mantra. Never mind, whatever impurities have entered, it will all cleanse. That you have seen, you have started in the procession. So everyone was chanting in ecstasy, Hare Krishna. You have seen? This is the process which I'm trying to introduce. Not anything, caste system or this system. Then everything will come automatically. Easiest process.
We're teaching in Krishna consciousness how everything can become solved by developing love and devotion for God, Krishna. So
that is the ultimate goal. If you can learn how to love God, then you become perfect. And all other things automatically come.
Well, because people then are not being taught that. In this country there is a great disease of alcoholism.
Not in this country and every country. Why do you say this country or that country?
Well, I was saying about alcoholism in particular.
That is also in India.
Yeah.
There is not uncommon.
Yes.
At least they are learning. By your grace. By imitating the Western countries, they are learning everything.
Now, I was reading, there's a group that called AA, Alcoholic Anonymous, and they have a treatment for curing this disease. And it's the only one that's been successful. And one of the initial steps in achieving success in this method of theirs is that one agrees to the possibility of an ultimate reality or God. And because of that, they've had success in curing alcoholism.
What is that process?
Well, it's a self-analysis. It doesn't go very far, but at least they accept that God exists. And
self-analysis that requires intelligence. But our process is chant Hare Krishna. There is no division.
Yeah.
So it is better than A.
Yes, much better. But they...
So why should you bother about that process? You chant Hare Krishna. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Joy, of course, to Srila Prabhupada.